Today we start the holiest week of the whole year with this Palm Sunday, and we start with the triumphant entrance into Jerusalem by Jesus. And we see that in only a couple days, you know, the people had switched from, you know, greeting him with all these palms, singing Hosanna, to yelling, crucify him, to crucify him. Now, how short of a time, you know, everybody switched. You know, even we see the disciples, you know, betraying Jesus, denying who he is. But we see that Jesus knew his mission, and it wasn't about being glorified, you know, by the crowds, but it was by humbly giving himself on the cross so that he could save humanity. You know, he humbled himself to take on human flesh, and he humbled himself once again, you know, to give himself for us, for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins. And the same way, you know, Jesus is asking us to be humble, to empty ourselves so that we may be filled with him. And that's what he wants of us, to be able to get rid of everything and to allow him to reside within us. And we see from the opening prayer of Mass today that we know that, you know, humble, it is not going to be something that's going to be easy. You know, it tells us that we have to have patience in our suffering, knowing that just as Jesus suffered and died on the cross, you know, we are going to have to endure our own suffering. But it's always taking that suffering and uniting it with Jesus's so that we can become more like him. You know, emptying out of ourself and allowing him to reside within us. And as we celebrate, you know, the liturgies this week, you know, we'll go from, you know, today, the entrance into Jerusalem, you know, to Holy Thursday, the Last Supper, to Good Friday, his death on the cross, to Easter Sunday, his resurrection from the tomb. And all these remind us of Jesus' victory for us. You know, his humble giving of himself for all of us so that we could be freed from our sins, that we could have that salvation with him, and that hope in the future resurrection, knowing that our home is not here on earth, but is with God in heaven. And knowing that, you know, the suffering that we experience here, the joys that we experience here, should always be leading us to God. And it starts through that humility that God asks us, you know, emptying our own self so that he can reside. And it also comes through that patience in our suffering. You know, so often we can take that suffering in our life and we can lose hope, we can lose faith. You know, just like the people of Jesus' time, just like the disciples. But we have that call to patiently endure that suffering. We have that call to humbly let go of ourselves to allow Jesus to reside within us. And especially in this Holy Week, you know, we take that, especially knowing that, you know, what Jesus did for us, you know, 2,000 years ago. And we focus on that in our own life. We focus on that humility and that patience in our suffering, allowing God to transform us so that we can be like Jesus and say, not my will, but your will.